Hey, what's going on? Jerry Fedda, CEO, founder of Wealth Dynamics, with your weekly money clip, right? What does a money clip do? It holds your finances together just like these videos do. So what I want to talk to you about today is a progress update, guys. In the last month, I've done real estate investments. I've done gold leasing. I'm about to do a real estate and gold annuity. I've done some really cool stuff with entity structuring, and I'm not going to get into all of that in this money clip, but I want to give you my opinion because these videos are my opinion, my progress, my real life story, what I'm doing as a financial expert, so that you can see someone leading by example in these areas, right? So the most recent thing I did is I purchased a house. I purchased a house through Equity and Help, get another property. I'm getting ready to do another one again soon, but I just did a property. And I want to talk to you about the math on that, right? And why I do this. And this is my opinion, right? This is my opinion. This is what I'm doing. Okay. So I like real estate, right? And the reason I like real estate is it fits my definition of investing. We use the whiteboard here. We're going to use this and actually define investing, right? The root of this word, the origin, is to clothe your capital, right? And so there's a couple of main points that I look at with this, because we get into this world of investing, and if you're like me, probably you aren't, because I started as a financial advisor at the age of 18. But even as a financial advisor, I didn't learn investing properly, right? I thought investing meant buying products and services from banks, from Wall Street, from insurance companies, right? And I'm not saying all of those things are bad, but I'm saying those were created in a boardroom. Real estate wasn't, gold wasn't, right? Like, these are things that exist, they have value, right? So when I'm talking about investing, this definition to clothe your capital has some different points on it that I want to make sure you understand. So the first thing, if you're clothing anything, just like, you wear clothing, you would only wear clothing that what you like. So I picked Equity and Help because I like it. Right? Why do I like it? Because it helps people. It's real estate. I have an affinity for that, right? It's not just let's make more people tenants so I can be the landlord, or let's rip people off on homes where we buy for really, really cheap and then sell for really, really expensive, or let's involve more my time in a flip. I've got so much time involved in things. I don't need another thing to have my time involved in. The point is to free up my time. Okay. I like Equity and Help because it makes me the bank truly, right? So I have a family in this particular property that lives in New York. Mom and dad, they have a couple of kids. And I've helped them achieve their dream of home ownership. And they never thought they were going to, right? And they're paying me a monthly income on this particular property. My return on an annual basis, my yield, the income I'm generating, divided into the capital that I put into work on this, I'm earning about 12, 13%, right? Income, yield, not appreciation, not, oh, the property might go up in value. No. That's legitimate. Like, that's my cash flow, right? That's my passive income. I like that. I like the idea that I can help people. I like the idea that I can make money. I like the idea that I have a real asset. Those are all things I enjoy. Now, second thing is with clothing, maybe you're similar. I would never wear clothing I don't understand. I would never put clothing on my body that I don't understand. I would never put clothing on my money that I don't understand. I understand Equity and Help. I understand real estate, right? I've been doing a lot of seller finance style investing where basically it makes you the bank on the property instead of a landlord. You're the mortgage, you're the bank, right? I understand that. I've been doing that for years. And so it's something that I really can say, good, I can draw this on a napkin and explain it like a 5-year-old, because I understand it so well that it's simple to me and I like simple. I've invested in the past in ways that weren't simple. They sounded really lucrative, really awesome, really this, really that, but it wasn't simple. I didn't understand it. And to be honest, those were the only times I've ever lost money as an investor when I didn't fully understand something. Right? So I like it. I understand it. Number three, fits me personally. Right? Who am I as an investor? Right? Am I somebody that, I'm afraid of losing money, and I'm very conservative, and I need to make sure I'm never going to lose. No, that's not me. I'm a little more aggressive. Now, I'm not saying I like losing money, but I'm saying when I understand something and I do like something, something that fits me personally, it's going to be more on the high returns aggressive side. I would say maybe moderately aggressive, right? Because that's my tolerance and my appetite for risk. That's my desire for returns, right? I've lost money on investing before, and I'm okay with the fact that, okay, I need to learn my lessons and not do that again, but I'm going to replenish what I lost through my active income and through my saving. And I'm very good at both of those things because I've spent so much time learning and training and educating myself on it, right? So it fits me to invest in equity and health. Now, the next one is fits my goals, right? Me and my goals are not necessarily the same thing. I believe that you have a unique investor profile. I have a unique investor profile. That's me personally. Right now, what are my goals? I would wear my clothing according to my goals. Right now, it's a little windy outside, kind of cloudy, a little bit chilly. I'm not going to wear shorts and a tank top. Right? Like my goal, if I'm going to go outside right now, my goal is I want to feel comfortable. I want to be warm. I'm going to probably wear some longer pants, maybe a light jacket. Right? Same thing with my investing. Okay, my goal right now is explicitly passive income. Okay, I'm just looking for passive income. Right? I want to continue to build up my passive income portfolio until I hit the level of, okay, good. That's under control. That runs itself now. That's what's called a family office. When it runs itself, it's an organization. I've got people doing that for me. The passive income thing is going to perpetuate and continue. Now I can focus on maybe some equity stuff, getting into, accredited only private equity, angel investing, some of the things where it's a little more high risk, it's a little more speculative, but maybe it's fun. And maybe those are things that multiply my net worth and they really help me achieve my purpose of making the world a better place through my investments. Right? So that fits my goals. Equity and health totally fits that. It's passive income. It helps people. It makes the world a better place. Like, that's what I want to do. Okay. Now, the next part is it a life essential? Life essential. Okay. So same thing with clothing. Like I would wear things essential to my life before I wear things that would be non-essential to my life. Okay. So I've said this before, like I'm going to make sure I'm wearing underwear before I worry about, am I going to wear a $400 Gucci belt or not? Right. The Gucci belt is cool if I have my pants on. It's not so cool if I don't have my pants on. You see what I'm saying? Think about that. I show up to your place of work and I'm wearing no pants, but I have a $400 Gucci belt. And you'd be like, Jerry, nice belt. Let's maybe think about some pants first, though. The sequence seems a little bit out. Investing would be the same way. I want to invest in things. I want to clothe my capital in things that are essential, right? What are things that are essential? Shelter is essential. Right, a monetary system is essential. That's why I'm investing in becoming my own bank. That's why I do gold leasing. Those are all things banks do. Right? Food is essential. Education is essential. Clothing is essential. Right? Clean water is essential. Clean oxygen is essential. These are things that we need in order to survive on this planet. So I want to invest in those. Why do I want to invest in those? Because that's always where innovation is going to go in the future, and that's always where security and track record is going to happen in the past and present. Right? Houses are only going to get better. And they've been around for a really long time. Okay, this is why you don't see me putting money in crypto. It's not a life essential. Nobody needs crypto. It's not helping make something better that already exists. You can be, oh, it's replacing the dollar. No, it's not. It's not. It's totally not. Right? The dollar is still here. It hasn't been replaced. It doesn't even do the same things as crypto. Okay, so it's not something that I would, it's not a life essential. You see what I mean? So equity and help is the seller finance real estate with them is. Okay, now the other thing here is I control it. And actually, let's do one more because there is a sixth point here. I understand that the value exceeds the price. Okay, so back to the $400 Gucci belt example. I would never buy the $400 Gucci belt. Why? Because it doesn't provide more than $400 of value to me. Right? So my investments would be the same thing. I need to understand what is the price, what is the value. So this particular property, between the property and I also bought a warranty just in case there's ever, the family defaults, moves out, we need to put the property back on the market. It replaces my money if that transaction doesn't go smoothly, right? So between the property price, which was about 58,000, and the warranty cost, which was maybe about 3,000, I put in 61,190. 61,190. Okay, that's my price. Now I'm going to more than double my money on this, so the value exceeds the price, right? I put in, 61, and I'm going to get a lot more than 61. Price is what you pay, value is what you get. Right? Now the seventh one, the final one here. I control it, right? And this can either be through possession or oversight. Okay? Possession or oversight. Now, with the property, I literally control it because I possess that. That's my property. It's owned by my trust. I set up a trust for it. It's owned by my trust. My trust's name is on the title. Until that thing is paid off, I literally possess it. If that family, turns out to have bad intentions and not repay, and they start defaulting and it gets bad, I can take the property back. Right? So I control it. Now, let's say I didn't control it through possession. I would want to control it through oversight. Okay, I need reports. I need access to the financials. Like in a business, if I'm running a business, and right now I have a business that I run where I'm not the one managing the day-to-day, I oversee and I get reports back. I want to look at regular reports. I want to look at the statistics. I want access to the financials, right? I want to have conversations with the management there and ask questions and understand what's happening. Because I can't repossess a business. It's not a thing. It's an idea, right? A house is a thing. A piece of gold is a thing. I can possess it. A car is a thing. Where I don't have possessive control, I need oversight control. And that means that I'm able to get true data on these different things without somebody pushing back. When I'm asking for data on an investment that I control through oversight, and I get pushback, or I get feet dragging, or I get disagreements on giving it to me, automatically for me, that's a red flag. They will tell the IRS those things. When they file their taxes, they're going to tell the IRS how much money they made. The IRS will know about their financials, right? They'll tell regulators the things they're doing. They'll tell their attorneys those things. Why not me? Why would I be the one left out of that? Doesn't make sense to me. I don't like that, right? So control. Back to the clothing thing. Let's say I did wear some pants, right? But they weren't mine. I didn't control them. I didn't possess them. I had no oversight on what happens to those pants. And I show up to your place of work in my cool new pants and my $400 Gucci belt. And I say, look, I listened to what you said. I'm wearing pants today. And I've got the Gucci belt. The sequence is in. Ah. And then magically, my pants disappear. They're gone, right? That's lack of control. I don't want that with my investments. Okay, so I hope this video has been valuable to you. That's my update. I'm looking at doing another property here very soon, continuing to build my passive income up, continuing to work on becoming my own banking system. And becoming is an active word, not something you did. You didn't set up a sacred account policy and you became your own banker and now you're done. No. You're becoming your own banker every single day. And that's what I'm doing. I'm training, I'm doing, I'm acting. I'm getting results as a banker. I'm becoming better as a banker. I'm building wealth, benevolent banker at that, right? You want to be a good banker, not Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase. You want to be benevolent, good, generous, helpful, all these characteristics. But this is the route that I'm taking on the lending side, getting involved in mortgages, because that's really what banks do. That's all I got for today. Thank you for watching this week's weekly money clip, helping you hold your finances together. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. I'll see you next time.